This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji.
And no, we don't think terror or torture is funny here on The Takeaway, but certainly it's piqued your curiosity, the idea that you have a playlist, a misery playlist. Irving wrote on our website, William Shatner's tortured version of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds is perfect for torturing prisoners. One is the loneliest number, according to Cheryl, or in the year 2025. And listen to this song. Babylon by David Gray.
Okay.
It was a hit.
Yeah, I know.
And you recognize
it, right? I like the song.
According to published CIA reports, it tops the list at Guantanamo and other U.S. prisons in Iraq as part of a PSYOPs program to break detainees. What does David Gray think of that?
It doesn't matter what the music is. It could be Tchaikovsky's Finest, or it could be Barney the Dinosaur. It really doesn't matter. It's going to drive you completely nuts.
So is it the song itself or is it the repetition? Dan, listening online to The Takeaway in Cleveland, says two words, chicken dance. Jack says, torture, I'm not so sure. We used to use song repetition to haze pledges back in college. We had two favorite songs for this, Cars by Gary Newman and Tom's Diner by Suzanne Vega.
Oh, that's a good one. Pete says, we're surprised you didn't mention this classic torture tune from the film A Clockwork Orange, where the main character is forced to listen to Beethoven's Ninth over and over and over again. There are, on the torture playlist that was compiled by Mother Jones Magazine, a number of songs that you would naturally expect to be on, like this one. There's Metallica.
I believe that.
Okay, I can see some wincing in your face. But, you know, equally popular among interrogators is this familiar song. What do you think of this?
Oh.
Yeah, see,
Sesame Street?
No pain there. Big smile. Big smile from Adora. That's, of course, the theme from Sesame Street. But let's raise the anxiety level here a little bit.
Oh, God.
I love you.
Not a sigh of pleasure there from Adora Udoji. No. As David Gray suggested, the theme from Barney is one of the popular songs that PSYOPs interrogators use. So we've been asking you for your misery playlist, and our friend Cortez weighed in with this.
Hey, guys. Torturous songs. Can't remember the name of the artist, but from the 70s. We had joy. We had fun. We had seasons in the sun. I'm about to throw up right now. My name's Cortez. Take care.
Terry Jacks is the name of the artist there.
The lyrics, they sort of stick to your brain. They're very sticky, as our executive producer, our SVP, Dean, would say.
Do Ray's here.
Song that I hate the most is Raindrops Are Falling on My Head by Engelbert Humperdinck. This is Ray calling from Levittown.
Raindrops keep falling on
that is an actual torture, right? Dropping water on your head?
Well, I think the actual act of doing that might be torture. Listening to the song, I don't know.
And then here's another one. See if you can recognize this caller or this artist.
Good morning. My name is Dan, and I'm contributing to the torture song of You Light Up My Life.
That's a good one, man. Do you know the artist? One-hit wonder.
I don't know.
Debbie Boone.
But these are songs that are supposed to bring you joy. This is an upbeat song about bringing joy.
The misguided artistry. Billy, Don't Be a Hero. Some other suggestion on our website. The Night Chicago Died and Seasons in the Sun. Man, this is great. Keep sending your torture playlist to us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. I'm turning Japanese. I don't know. That's what I can say.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.